Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Sherman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Shkalim Daf Zayin. I would bet in the pagination that we have in our Bavli, we're beginning the study of the third parak of Shkalim. There are three different times in the year when we perform Trumat HaLishka. B'fros HaPesach, B'fros HaTzer, B'fros HaChag. As we'll learn right away, B'fros means about 15 days before, so around Rosh Chodesh Nisan, around the Lag BaOmer time, and around the beginning of the year, Rosh Hashanah. Ven Gronot Shel Maaser Behemah. Those are also the times in which we perform the counting of Maaser Behemah, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Benazai Omer, Benazai disagrees about the Maaser Behemah, Be'asrimi Tisha Be'adar, so a difference of a day perhaps, Be'chad B'Sivan, that's a difference of about a week, and Be'asrimi Tisha Be'av, that's a difference of about a month. He says that the Goren of Maaser Behemah is the 29th of Av. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim Be'chad B'Nisan, Be'chad B'Sivan, so same, and Be'asrimi Tisha Be'elul. So they say that Rosh Chodesh Tishrei is the beginning of the new year for Maaser Behemah, as they said in Rosh Hashanah, in the first Mishnah, and against Ben Azai, who says it's Rosh Chodesh Elul. V'lamar Mu'asimit Tisha Be'elul, why the 29th of Elul? V'lamar B'chad B'Tishrei, if that's 15 days before, Meshu Yom Tov, after all, that's Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, V'yavshar L'asar B'Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do Ma'asrot on Yom Tov, V'chachitimu Mu'asimit Tisha Be'elul, therefore you do it a day earlier. Okay, Mishnah, Shlosha Parkim Mishnah, Talmud says, Amar Rabbi Aval, Kol Hein Detanin Pras, Palga. Every time you see pras, it means half. So it's half a month. Now we're going to the Maaser Behemah. Why are they at those dates? Because those are the different dates in which the animals typically will be giving birth. We want their Maaser Behemah to be performed a couple weeks before the regel, so anybody making aliyah regel will then have animals available, because you'll have the 9 out of 10 that are now chulin and available, plus Maaser Behemah to take. Yudan shalei avoli de bal te'acher. He has a different consideration. You violate bal te'acher, delaying bringing korbanot, if you delay for 1 or 2 or 3 regalim in order, the four machloket that we studied in Rosh Hashanah, and that way if you do the masrot right before the regal, you remember and bring them on time. Riosa, call him a shayat, mashet tivlo over. Anybody who holds on to his tevel, is in violation. The question is what that statement means. So some believe that it's about maaser behemah, and over means over bal te'acher, and others think it actually means that you didn't take maasrot of grains, etc. on time, and then you're over, but it's unclear what you're violating. Taman taninan, we have the famous Bishan Rosh Hashanah, Omer Omer, Bachad Be'alul Rosh Hashanah Maaser Behemah. This is the Breita, picking up off the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Her mayor says that first of Elul is Rosh Hashanah L'Maaser Behemah. In the Mishnah, it's the unattributed opinion. And Ben Azai Omer Ha'Eluliyim Mitasrin Mifnei Atzman. Those in Elul have a separate Maaser, their own Maaser. Now, Amar Bichuna, Tamed Rab Meir, what's Rab Meir's reason? Ad Karin Matzot Le'led Min Ha'ishanot. That up until the first of Elul is when animals are giving birth. Typically, we're talking about the flock, and the flock has a gestation of about 5 months. And therefore, any animal that conceived before Rosh Chodesh Nisan will be giving birth by Rosh Chodesh Elul. Afterwards, they're already giving birth from conception that happened after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and so therefore he considers this to be part of a new year. What's their reason? Because of the pasuk in Tehillim, lavshu charim hatzon elu habachirot v'makim yatfuvar elu afilot. So these are give birth early, give birth late. Yitro'o af yashiru, they together sing elu v'elu chasin ladir litaser. They come in together into the deer, meaning all the way until the end of that birthing season. And the amakim yatfuvar seems to be describing the fields. So when the fields are fully in harvest mode, that's when we also, quote-unquote, harvest the Maaser Behemah, and that's through Tishrei. Okay, Amar Ben Azai, now curious statement. Ho'il ve'elu, now Ben Azai was a Rebbe of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir. Ho'il ve'elu rimkach, since we have an opinion that it is Rosh Chodesh Elul, and we have an opinion that it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, yu'alulim tasrim fe'atzman. So the only solution is to have those born in Elul have their own Maaser. Hakei, because they might belong the previous year, might belong to the next year, so they do it separately. Hakei Tzad, what's the resolution? It should be Chamisha Ba'av, because remember, you need 10 animals to start with Maser Be'eman. Chamisha Be'elul, so if you have 5 born in Av, 5 in Elul, and Chamisha Be'tishrei, another 5 in Tishrei, in Mitzarfin, you don't have any 10 in 1 year, because the Elul sits by itself. If on the other hand you have 5, it should be 5 born in Tishrei, and then 5 in the Av that follows it, Harelu and Stafin, they're part of 1 year. Okay. But here's what's strange about it. Why is Ben Azai finding a compromise between his students' words? That's odd. Normally that would happen with colleagues. He said really he wasn't compromising between his students' words, but rather between his teachers' words, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Who's that? Rabbi Yonah, committed Rabbi Yomia, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Now Zoto Merit, Ben Azai, Chaver v'Talmid. Chaver v'Talmid is when the Babylonian version is Talmid Chaver, means that he is a colleague who is a student, meaning as a collegial student, Hayad Rabbi Kiva. Why? Because Intemar Rabbe, if Rabbi Kiva was just his Rabbi, Eat Parnasha Mala Rabbe, the students say to his Rabbi, well, you say this, and your opponent says that, and we'll find a compromise, he wouldn't say that. So he must have been a collegial student. He learned that Rabbi Ben Azai was a collegial student from a whole different place. Amarlo Ben Azai. And there's a whole different context about Yerusha. And he made that comment to Rabbi Akiva about his position. Point being that Zotomer Ben Azai Chaver V'Talmid Havayilu Rabbi Akiva. Because Intim Rabbe, Barnasha Mar Rabbe, Al Shabbat Al Chol Kaleinu, what a student say to his Rabbi, we're already upset about case A, and you're bringing in case B, which is one that would upset us. The context there is about Yerusha and what happens if a person and his mother are killed somewhat simultaneously, and it's unclear really who died first. They were in some sort of tragedy, and Beit Shammai Beit Hillel agree that the property that is divided between his Yorshim and her Yorshim, depending who have died first, and Rabbi Kiva comes along and says, the Nechasim Bechezkatan, everything stays sort of where in whatever status it was, which means Yorshei Ha'em, and Ben Azai turned to Rabbi Kiva and says, we're bothered about the Shavim and Chalukim, right? About the Beit Shammai disagreeing with Beit Hillel, and you're now taking a case where Beit Shammai Beit Hillel agree, and you're now splitting that. But the point being is that Ben Azai would never speak that way if to Rabbi Akiva, if Rabbi Akiva was just his Rabbi. So it must have been that he was a Talmid Chaver or Chaver a Talmid. Back to Maser Be'Ma. So anything born from the first of Tishrei all the way to the next day before the first of Tishrei, let me start in our part of 1 year. That, of course, fits Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. But if you have 5 animals born on the 29th of Elul and 5 animals born the next day, that's not one Goren. But remember, we do two other grunot during the year. You have 5 before and 5 afterwards. They're still part of 1 year. He says that Maser Be'ma, therefore, is not like Maser Dagan or Maser Perot, in which blossoming or growing to a third is considered to be a shear. It's just birth. Because if you think it's like blossoming, then we would say anything that was pregnant on the 29th of Elul is part of that year. We wouldn't say birth. In Tamar Shilish, if you see a third growth, is that Ni Kolan Aladin Adasim Shnaimbo. Then we would have said anything born by the 22nd of the month, because as long as there's a week left. Why a week? Because after a week, an animal becomes Ra'ila Korban. then we would say that that it's part of that year. But we put it straight at birth. No, they actually treated it like a shlish. Because Rabbi Shimon says you could have an animal that's not ready for a korban, meaning it's in its first 7 days of life, is goes in and is counted from Abaser Bema. We had this discussion in Bechorot. And so therefore, if it was born up until the 29th, then it still could count from Aser Behema. Kam Rabbi Mana in Rabbi Shammai, Amarle, Atam Arta Hadamilta, did you really say that? Amarle in, yes. Amarle, Vatanin, Benazai, Omer, Limit, Tasum, Fneatzman. But Benazai said that those born in Elul have their own Maaser. Lo Afilu, Nolada, Tasum, Tishab, Elul, that means even if it's born on the 29th of Elul. So Yilachman, Benazai, Rabbi Shimon, and you think Benazai agrees with Rabbi Shimon? Really, it should be the 22nd of Elul, if we're using Shlish as a model. Shlish, the point of Shlish being that it's something that's usable. And, of course, an animal can't be usable for a korban until it's 7 days old, which means it would have to be born by the 22nd of the month. So, lo korbanan hi, doesn't Benazai agree with Rabbanan that Mechuser Zman does not go into the deer? In which case, clearly, by him saying that all the way till the 29th of Elul, it counts for the Elul, which means we're not using a Shlish. The Rabbanan said that what happens is you actually leave it for the next year and you include them with those that are born in its year, but the mitaser the next year because they can't go in if they're less than 7 days old. Should have the same thing with Benazai if they're born between the 22nd and 29th of Elul. If we accept Shlich as operating here, they join the rest of Bnei Elul as counting, but their maaser happens with the next Goren after they've passed 7 days. And a few months, of course. That teaches something else, which is that the days that a Bechor is missing in his Mechuser Zman count towards his year. And you don't say that his year, being a yearling, starts after 8 days, but starts at the first day, because you still go based on your birthday, but you don't go in until you pass 7 days. He learned from this pasuk, meaning that it's born. You start counting his year from the day it's born, not after 7 days. Okay, the next halacha. So it tells us a little bit about the process and the protocol of the truma. So there's three big baskets of three se'in each. And that's what we use for the lishka. Chatuv alehen of 3 times 3, which means that the kupot are 3 each, and the larger containers that it first goes in are 9 each. Chatuv alehen aleph bet gimel. They have an aleph and a bet and a gimel, Rishmael Amar Yivani, chatuv alehen alpha bet gamma, or they write it in Greek letters. Einatum nechas lob pargod chafut, lob min'av, lob sandav, lob tfila. We have a concern about the guy going in to actually do the truma, going in a way that nobody will have any suspicion that he's stealing money from the fund. There's a lot of money in there. And so he doesn't go in with a garment that has cuffs, not with shoes, not with sandals, not with a tefillin on, v'lo b'kamea, not with an amulet. Why? Because shema ye'ani, the guy afterwards may become poor. He must have stolen from there, and God punished him by making him impoverished. Or shema yashir, or maybe he gets richer during the year. He got rich because he stole from there. A person is obligated to become clean in the eyes of people just as he has to be clean in the eyes of God, meaning he's not allowed to create a situation where he is suspected of wrongdoing. What's the proof text? When Moshe says to Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven that you have to fulfill your condition of going to war first, he says, you'll be cleansed in the eyes of God and Israel. Means we want to make sure that the people don't suspect you of wrongdoing. Find favor in the eyes of God and man. Okay. Now, so how big were the kupot? 9 se'in, which means the total is 27 seen, because 3 of them. Why do they have them marked? Who cares why the smaller boxes or baskets are aleph bet gimel? What do you need them for? Lamar in mistapeg, because you take first from the aleph, And Rosh Niyakov is a sheet. And then you take from the second, and then you take from the Gimel. Now, Rosh Shmuel, kivutz lo yitrom nechshad. A kivutz is somebody who has long hair and curly hair. Shouldn't go be the one to go in because there's suspicion that perhaps he'll sneak a coin into his hair. Tanik is barin ayum mefaspasim kill kolin. So we have a brayta that kind of solves it, which is that the gizbarin, when he would come in, would comb his hair out. When he would go in, they would talk to him from behind the door until he'd come out, so that he could not put any coins in his mouth. So maybe, why don't we just solve that by having him put water in his mouth, and therefore he can't put anything else in there? Because he has to make a bracha when he does the chuma, so he can't have water in his mouth. We find this principle that a person has to be clean in the eyes of people, just like in the eyes of God, in Torah Nevim and Ktuvim. But Torah Minayin, Chtivitim Nekem Yadunam Yisrael, the Pasuk about the Bnei Gad Reuven. Bnei Yim Nayin, where is that? Tichtiv Elohim Adonai, Elohim Adonai, Hu Yadav Yisrael, Hu Yeda. In Bemal, Vim, right? That this is when Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven, and half Menashe built the Mizbeach, and they were accused of sort of having a breakaway Mizbeach, and they said, no, that's not the case, we did it for different reasons, so that we're not separated from you. Ayin Sham and Yoshua Chafbet, a dramatic story, but the point was that they said, God knows and Yisrael will know. It's important Yisrael also knows that we're not doing the wrong thing. So Viminayin Shanema, the Pasuk in Mishlem, Tzochem, Tzechotom, and Elohim, Yadam. Gamliel Zuga Sha'al Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Avun said, Ezo Mechuvar Michulan, what's the best pasuk of all of them? Amarlevi Vitem Nekim Adonam Yisrael, the pasuk of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven is the clearest one that we have. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up with the next halacha and the next podcast. Meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.